anchor.fm. This podcast will be brought to you by anchor.fm.
Thanks for tuning in to the One Talk Show with that you go girl, Juanita Nelson Cone.
All right. Now that's what I'm talking about. Good morning, my beauty beauties. Welcome to the One Talk Show podcast, streaming here on anchor.fm and everywhere you can hear podcasts. iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and my favorite, Spotify. So Google your girl, Juanita Nelson Combs. Search for me in Spotify. Search for me in iHeartRadio. Search for me anywhere you can hear podcasts. And I will be appreciative of the favorite of the One Talk Show. All right, let's get into this morning's little chit chat. Now, I'm out and about. Happy birthday to my beautiful 17-year-old. She just turned 17. Shout out to you, Atani. Have a happy birthday, my love. You are a joy, a complete 360 in my life. And I am so grateful that the God saw fit to allow me to be your mom. Happy birthday, my love. Alrighty, so a few things are going on. I went dancing on Sunday, and the floor was very slippery and wet, so I accidentally busted my knee slipping on a Aw. Sorry, guys. I'm trying to turn on my sister's car. Uh-oh. So I messed around and hurt myself pretty, pretty bad. So I've been pretty busted up, laid up, recently. And, it's been really difficult. Really, really difficult. It's been really difficult because you know, I got a lot to do. I got a lot going on. I got a lot to do. And, like, right now, I decided while I'm sitting in here waiting for her to come out the store, I'm going to do this podcast real quick. So, I'm sitting here doing that. But I still got... I haven't done a reading in a while because I can't comfortably sit at my desk. So, that's a bummer. But you know, I'm making it best I can. So yeah, you know, working hard to not drive myself nuts.
I didn't use your cards.
Okay, thank you.
I had $30 on mine, so
okay.
The One Talk Show will be right back, and don't go anywhere.
So in this new decade approaching, my whole life I've been really adamant about just being myself, being happy, being positive, stuff like that. And I don't know, I ran across my soulmate, twin flame, and I know people have an issue with the twin flame terminology, but it's just soulmate. That's all it is. It's just your true soulmate. A lot of people have not put a lot of stock on the word soulmate because they were thinking that their life partner was a soulmate, but it's not. The twin flame is your soul's mate. All right, you only have one soul and you only got one mate for that soul. So for me, once I came across my twin flame, it just changed everything, you know. I went further, deeper into the spiritual journey and understood it. Scales came off, started working in purpose, stuff like that. And nothing more than I would love is to be in union, you know what I mean, with them. But I don't want to be with somebody who's so afraid that they're allowing fear to cripple them, You know what I mean? I mean, there's a lot of people who have internal fear. I mean, internal fear. They are afraid of their own damn shadow, you know? And it's almost like it's self-sabotaging because you're afraid of the what if. Shit, there's so many what ifs in the world. If you just sat in the house all day and kept telling yourself, well, I'm not going to go out because what if this, what if that, what if, you keep doing that to yourself. I forget the name of the disease, but you will debilitate yourself and you will become a something phobic where you don't go outside. You don't go outside, you don't interact with people, you don't, you know, take risks, you don't do anything that will bring that pain again. That's just like people who have been injured, you know, they're very, unless sometimes the fear of hurting themselves cripples them even long after the scars have healed and they don't do certain things because they are mentally crippled. And I feel as though there's a lot of spiritually crippled people out here. You know what I'm saying? It's like, instead of just taking a risk, yeah, you might fall down. You know, it might not work out. Your feelings might get hurt. You might cry. You know what I'm saying? All of these things are probabilities and possibilities. But they're not absolutes. They are not absolutes in that it's, that's exactly what's going to happen. You just like, oh no, you don't do that because that's going to, no. Life is full of risks. The unknown is our whole mantra. We don't know shit. You know what I'm saying? Every day you wake up is a new opportunity to figure some shit out. Every day you know, you get another chance to be brave. To be brave. You know how brave it is. You know how much strength it takes to just interact with others on a cellular level. You know, nowadays you could walk down the street and say hello to someone and they don't even speak back. Right. And that used to get under my skin. Like I used to be like, oh my God, how dare they not speak back? You know, I went through all the cycles. I went through getting angry about it. I went through like being hurt about it. I went through being like, well, forget it. I'm not going to speak to nobody because for fear, and people don't understand, fear has so many layers and faces. You wouldn't even realize how fear is playing a major part in the way that you are assimilating. You know what I'm saying? You would sit there and say, nah, this has nothing to do with fear, you know. I just want to do thus and so, or I don't blah blah blah. Nah, but when you get down deep down into it, you see that the core, the underlining root was fear. Fear-based. All fear-based. So, I encourage you to get the fuck out of the fear, homie. Let the fear go. Let the fear go. Nobody, okay? Nobody is exempt from fear. We all experience it. It all comes upon us. But what we have to do is accept the fact that it's a learning opportunity when you feel resistance, when you feel tension, when you feel fear. That's just a learning opportunity. Okay? All right. I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas, Happy Holiday Season's Greeting, Happy Hanukkah. I want to encourage you to live your life to the fullest. Go for what you know. take risks. Let the fear be nothing more than just a little nervous energy. Do not let it transform into fear. Do not let it transpose into fright that stops you, that cripples you. Don't do it. I love you. You are worthy of love. You deserve happiness. I wish you the best. Thank you for stopping by the One Talk Show with that you go girl, Juanita Nelson Combs. This has been a twin flame journey debunking. Please stop by our other platforms, Spotify.com, Google Podcasts, iTunes. Also, check us out on YouTube. There's a YouTube channel and many, many others. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, y'all know the drill. Please like, share, and subscribe. Again, stay in your higher, higher self. Know that good things will come to you. Manifest them. Don't worry when the bad things happen. It is a learning lesson. And as always, you are a part of the One Talk Show family for as long as you like to be one. And we will always wish you love and light. And see you in the funny papers. Bye.